Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
The documents from the National Institutes of Health, obtained by The Intercept through a Freedom of Information request, provide more evidence that the U.S. government funded research into manipulating bat viruses at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology, in effect making them more virulent to humans through so-called gain-of-function research, a process that can have two very different purposes, either to weaponize viruses or to build vaccines against them. The 900 pages of new material were reviewed by Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, who told The Intercept, quote, "The documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director Francis Collins and NIAID director Anthony Fauci that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research are untruthful."
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
See, this is good news for Will.
Why? What do you mean?
That is a tweet that it would be very believable that Galvin would write it. I think I know Galvin's style a little bit better. That's why I didn't think it was him. Definitely a tweet that I would write, and it was Will. So it leads me to believe that Will is the next generation of greatness on this radio station.
How do you like that?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name is Will Kuntz. And with me, doing things a little differently, Miss Anna Hummel is now here.
We're combining forces.
We are combining forces officially.
Yes.
For good, hopefully. Uh-huh. Or maybe some chaotic neutral at best.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down to do this. Because, you know, we're kind of like doing our own thing, but like cross-pollinating. It's like, dude, let's just do one thing and put it everywhere.
Makes more sense.
It really does. It really does.
So how are you? Welcome. This is a little unusual because usually I go on a rant about something that's bothering me that I don't want to bother you with. But
I love complaining. It's my favorite thing. I love complaining myself. I like listening to other people complain, and we can complain together. It's good. It's a good form of bonding.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're doing it this way because honestly, I had to edit two things, and I didn't want to do that. Even though it only took me 5 minutes, it really wasn't a big deal. It's just something else that I have to do.
Right.
So I'm excited to just do the old school radio format, you and I combining forces. And you can call in, too. This isn't live technically, but you can always leave a text and voicemail 813-693-2124. I do have my Google Voice open, Anna, and I did alert people with a tweet that we were going to try to take calls on this. I don't know if it'll work, but if anybody does call in during this broadcast, they have an opportunity to speak to you and I about, they don't know the topics, but I don't even know if we know the topics necessarily.
No, just cold call, call in.
I had a very chaotic week this week. And I know you did too, to the point where you texted me and I was shocked to learn this information that you told me on text. If you want to share it with people, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm like that I was going to be late. I'm like, that's nothing new.
Yeah, that's all the time.
Yeah, I may never see my mother again.
Which is insane. And there's a good reason for it. It's not just because you're mad at her or something.
No, it's because of the vaccine, of course. Now, I knew I was going to be pressured by the state, by the federal government, by big tech, by the airline company. I didn't think it was going to be Mama Swerdlow. I didn't think it was going to be my mother. So I meant to go to California in October for kind of like a dual sort of visit. I'm going for a wedding, but the wedding happens to be 20 minutes away from where my mother lives. I haven't seen my mom in 2 years because of COVID. She had open heart surgery last year for other things that were going on. She had some mitral valve issues. I talked to your friend because she told me it was a genetic thing. Your friend is a cardiologist.
Yes.
So I got an echocardiogram. Thank you, Akash. He checked it out, said you're A-okay. You got mild regurgitation, but nothing to be concerned about. Okay. So, and then I got COVID and I was actually totally fine. So I'm like, okay, my body can handle it because I'm strong and I'm not a weak bitch. No offense to those who are dead, but whatever. My mom has an issue now because she doesn't feel comfortable unless I get the vaccine. At first, it was a problem with the bride, right? She was like, you need to be vaccinated or give an antibody test. And I said, how about a negative COVID test? And she says, that will do. Mm. And I said, thank you, Jackie. I appreciate options. Options are the best. Mm. And she said, no problem. So I said, cool. So then I told my mom, hey, Jackie's cool with a negative test. I don't have to get vaccinated. My mom is very much aware of how I feel about the vaccine. And I said, okay, so I'm going to book my flight, blah, blah. She goes, well, let me just, let me talk to my cardiologist.
Oh.
I'm like, this isn't going well.
Right, right.
So it took her about a week to get back to me because her cardiologist sucks. And he told her that proof of antibodies will not do. Because according to him, it's not proof of immunity.
Yeah.
Last I checked, neither is the vaccine. But hey, that I'm not a doctor, right? So what do I know?
Isn't it weird that you have to preface everything you say now with that term? I'm not this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with anything, you get accused of spreading some sort of misinformation by being on a talk show or a talk podcast where you're kind of just talking.
Right.
Everybody takes everything as gospel, like you're, you know, incapable of slipping up or messing up or saying something that's
right.
And I'm very cognizant of it now, and it stinks for the industry that we're in because sometimes we're not fully informed on every single subject
and
that we talk about.
Experts or doctors.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
So it's like
yeah.
you could say, well, I'm a doctor, but you can have, you have doctors all over the country that disagree with each other, so nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Mm.
So my mom said, she said this to me. She was trying to pull up my heartstrings and she goes, listen, I know, because she listens to my show sometimes, Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and she said, I heard you say that if it starts to interfere with interstate travel, you would get it. I said, I would consider it at that point because my life would be so inconvenienced. And she goes, well, would you just get it for me?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't negotiate with terrorists. I didn't say that. I thought about saying that. And she just kept saying that she didn't feel comfortable. Yeah. It was, you know, it makes her uncomfortable. So I said, well, nothing grows in the comfort zone, Mom. Mm. No, I'm kidding. I said, well, what about my comfort level? I don't feel comfortable. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't consider about the vaccine that I've been talking about recently is when it comes to personal choice is peace of mind. Now, I understand that that's not like science, but kind of like if you're forced to do something that you don't want to do, it's not going to turn out well because you didn't want to do it. You're forcing someone to get a vaccine that they feel might be unsafe for them, that is not the right choice for them, or you're denying someone a vaccine that they want. Either way, peace of mind means something to people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have peace of mind. She doesn't have peace of mind. We ended the conversation with, like, she said she was going to talk to her husband, kind of like a we'll circle back sort of a thing. And I later texted her. I said, listen, like, we're going to find a solution to the problem. Like, I love you and we'll figure something out. Cause it kind of seemed like, well, if I'm not getting the vaccine and you're not comfortable, I'll just never see you again. Like, you know,
yeah.
And, she didn't respond like for 48 hours.
So the way she feels is totally justified because of what she is being told by people who she trusts and listens to, which I'm presumably is her cardiologist. And that is, an important factor and in a very informed opinion about these things. There's a myth that the science has settled on this whole thing. And that is just a lie. That is not true at all. And the thing that blew my mind, I've talked about it many times on here. I'm sorry if I keep boring people with it, but Doximity. Did I talk to you about this? Doximity is a LinkedIn for doctors. You have to be a
registered... it was like doxing people.
No.
I was like, Jesus.
So you have to be a medical professional. You have to provide proof that you're a medical professional to even be on this website. And you're also only allowed to share approved things. So studies, corporate press outlet, stories, I'm sure, of some kind. You can't just go to covidtruth.qanon.org and pull... you know, stories and post them on Doximity. And doctors are fighting and they're saying that they're having a big issue on this website of COVID misinformation on this site. But you go, but these are doctors.
You're supposed to be discussing ideas and research and studies. And
so the idea that, you know, this is just settled and people need to do this thing, that's just the regime narrative that's currently in charge. You could put Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University in Anthony Fauci's job, and we would be going a completely different direction, and it would be the official narrative, and all this other stuff would be kooky nonsense type of stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the appeal to that authority, which I do believe we should be listening to doctors, not some idiot on Facebook, but doctors aren't even totally convinced on this thing.
Not at all. So now I don't care if you're an expert. I don't care if you're a doctor. That means nothing. I don't care if I heard it on CNN. I don't care if I heard it on Fox. I don't trust anybody or anything. I'm a full-on skeptic now. I always have been skeptical, but now it's like next level because I can't trust anything. So I do my due diligence to the best of my ability, which is never going to be guaranteed or 100%, but I triangulate my resources. I do a deep dive. I try to find out as much information as I can for myself so I can make the best informed decision for myself as I can. My mom, now if my mom came to the table and she's like, I saw this study and that study, and she's pulling up things and we're kind of having a meeting of the minds, a debate of the minds, no problem. But I start talking about ivermectin. I start talking about hydroxychloroquine. I start talking about all these other things. I start talking about big pharma and the fact that these repurposed drugs really aren't as profitable as these new experimental drugs. I talk about the FDA approval process, how it's usually about 8 years and how they did this one in 8 months. And my mom just said, well, my doctor said, and I don't feel comfortable. Those were her arguments.
Yeah.
I go, those aren't arguments. Like, and I could tell in her voice that she just felt like I was just being annoying. You know, it's like, why can't you just
do this one
thing? Yeah. Yeah. And that makes me want to do it less.
That is so President Biden came out this week and announced some new
6-point
plan to get people vaccinated, essentially, and it's going to make people's lives difficult. Here's a clip, which makes no sense to me. And let me preface it with, again, that I'm not a doctor, but here's Joe Biden.
Disney, Tyson's Food, and Fox News. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. My plan will extend the vaccination requirements that I previously issued in the healthcare field. Already, I've announced We'll be requiring vaccinations at all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, Disney, Tyson.
So he wants to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. That's what a vaccine is. Right?
Yes.
It
protects you and only you. They told us at the beginning, they kind of market it like, hey, you have to get vaccinated for the community. But then with each coming variant, it seems like you can still get it and spread it.
Yeah.
So it was almost like best case scenario. The vaccine only protects you. Mm-hmm. So it should be a completely personal choice.
Yeah,
each person should be able to do their own cost benefit analysis and make that decision for themselves. But they are still marketing it like this is a disease of the unvaccinated, and that is a bold lie. A bold lie.
I guess it is, and I could see the argument for, well, we have to protect our fragile healthcare system. That seems like a better argument to me than saying that you're going to protect vaccinated people from unvaccinated people, because you are protected because you're vaccinated.
Right.
To say that, well, this is the vast majority of hospitalizations are people that are not vaccinated.
And that is true.
And that is true.
That is true.
And I could see the argument if we have to protect our healthcare system and not have it be overextended.
They're not even talking about flattening the curve anymore. Remember that you were using that a lot.
Right.
They're not using that. So that makes me feel like it's not overrun. It's just saying that most of the people in there, I mean, I know there's some places where they're like, oh, it's every ICU bed is full, blah, blah, blah. But listen, at the end of the day, it's people's choice to do what they want to do with their bodies. But now they're pigeonholing people where it's like, I saw the 6-point plan. It's like, if you're an employer and you have 100 or more employees, they all have to be vaccinated. Otherwise you get penalized. You get like fined or something.
Well, what is going to be the enforcement for that? How do you enforce that?
Fine.
Who's going to go around? You're going to create a bureau of some sort of officers that go around to every business and check, you know, the vaccination status of all these.
Well,
they don't think this through.
Well, I think obviously it's not going to be like a committee of people. It's more just like for every person you have on the books, you have to have that many proof of vaccination. And if you don't, if they don't match up, then you get fined. But they did give an out, though. They said, or get tested weekly. So, I mean, hey, I like options. Like, that's, it sucks, but whatever.
At least it's something.
It's an option, right? They're not forcing you.
That's what I have to do for my company that I work for now. It's either have, submit the card that you are vaccinated, or you have to submit to a weekly test.
How are they going to administer this weekly test?
That I don't know.
But have you gotten an email yet?
I've gotten an email that just says this is what I have to do, and
you got
apparently
that
it will be paid for by the company, which is good. Now, I've heard something else about these testing strips is that with a preserve. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a manufacturer of COVID-19 supplies. I feel like I need to preface that. I'm just saying that I've heard that the preservatives in these swabs is a cancer-causing agent. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Yeah, but I've heard, and it makes sense that it could potentially, be. I don't know.
They're going to try to kill you with cancer for not getting the vaccine.
See,
you're getting sick. Oh, they're all getting cancer.
No solutions, only trade-offs, I guess. Yeah. I don't understand. I was trying to find the video of Jimmy Kimmel.
He
was saying that
you should die, basically.
Yeah, essentially.
and everyone has a chuckle. Like, it was really sick.
Well, what I noticed about it was it wasn't even a chuckle. It was fierce applause of the idea of people who are unvaccinated dying for not getting this treatment. And these are the people who have coexist stickers on the back of their cars and talk about love, peace, and understanding, which means nothing of the sort, of course. All it means is if you share my ideology and agree with me in its entirety, then we can live in this tribe together in peace, love, and harmony. However, if you are outside of the tribe, you can rot in hell, in the deepest pits of hell.
I know, it's really disgusting.
I wish I could find this damn...
I thought I just saw you pass it.
Did I?
Yeah, I thought I saw Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm.
And it's about midway through. We watched it yesterday. But it's really, really disgusting. It's
welcome
really
to the Derek O'Shea Show, where we discuss culture.
No, never, not doing that.
No.
That's not it, I guess. Usually Twitter is really good with just having it right there. COVID. What should I search? COVID. Hospital.
Are you looking for the Jimmy Kimmel
Jimmy
show?
Kimmel.
I would start with Jimmy Kimmel. That's probably what's trending right now.
Jimmy Kimmel.
COVID.
I'm going to do that. And then
unvaccinated.
I'm going to do videos.
Yeah.
That would help. Oh,
there it is.
There we go.
Yeah. I think it's about midway through.
Okay. Maybe. Let's unmute this. I got a new computer, so I'm figuring it out as we go along. Okay.
Dr. Fauci said the fourth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. And even Merck is telling people to cut it out. They released a statement saying ivermectin has no scientific basis for potential therapeutic effect against COVID. There's no meaningful evidence for clinical activity or clinical efficacy in patients with COVID-19 disease. And there's a.
It's really bizarre that these late night hosts spew pharmaceutical companies' propaganda freely and openly.
I don't think,
and nobody bats an eye.
Yeah.
Concerning lack of safety data in the majority of studies. Listen, if a pharmaceutical company says, please don't take the drug we're selling, you should probably listen to them. Or you could just go with a TikTok posted by a disgraced veterinarian instead.
The idea that people are just taking horse paste too is another just complete.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been following the Rogan saga.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Actually, here's a better clip. Sorry, I'm blaming it on the computer. This is Jimmy Kimmel talking about. Well, this account is great, Anna. If you don't follow this account on Twitter, it's called Defiant L's. Okay, meaning like L's like losses, and it shows just the hypocrisy of people, people in media, journalists. And here he is talking about COVID and then healthcare a little earlier, a few years ago.
It's up more than 300% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
So it's not even, there was a few chuckles there, but it was mostly a round of applause of, yes, you're right. They should die.
And it was weird. It said vaccinated person who comes in with a heart attack.
Right.
So not even for COVID. Like this is completely, if you're just a person who got vaccinated and if you come in for something else.
Yeah, I think that's his point, is that you should only get hospital treatment if you're vaccinated, because if you're unvaccinated, you're going to need medical treatment and you're going to be bogging down the hospital system.
Wild.
And then somebody who's vaccinated has a heart attack may not get care because it's being taken by a person who did not get vaccinated. But here he is, here's healthcare is a human right from a few years ago, tacked on to the end of this clip.
I mean, I'm going to say it again. It's more important than ever to call your senators and tell them not to gut American healthcare, not to turn their backs on people with pre-existing conditions. This number will direct you to your senator. Call him or her. Encourage your friends and family to call. Let me know how it goes. We have until September 30th to try to dot.
That was him when his child was ill. And he was.
It's a little different. And I'm not supporting him or anything or defending him. But he did say something about pre-existing conditions.
Wouldn't not being vaccinated be a pre-existing condition?
Yeah, but it's something that you chose not to do, is what he's saying. Like, it was your choice. Like, a pre-existing condition, I think he means an involuntary one.
Right.
Versus someone who chose not to get vaccinated and then got ill. But by that standard, and I've brought this up before, and I'm sure other people have brought this up as well, but, like, what about if you eat yourself into obesity and then you get type 2 diabetes? If we're following that logic, then we shouldn't give you insulin. We should only reserve insulin for people who have type 1 and, you know, they couldn't help it, right? But people who went to a doctor, they were overweight. The doctor told them to turn it around and they didn't, and they ate themselves into an unhealthy lifestyle. Those people shouldn't be getting any treatment at all either, right? Because they, quote, did it to themselves. Is that the logic we're following, right?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I think they would say, no, that's different.
Like, it's not, though.
Yeah.
it's not. So.
I would agree with you. Yeah, that's not really that different. But they would say that it's different, and then they would
or
give some lame
excuse. Or should
you
not get treated for lung cancer because you smoked? You made the decision to smoke? Or somebody else got leukemia, and it was just a genetic thing? Like, is it that we're not going to treat people who have lifestyle issues or did something that, quote, they did to themselves? Or they have liver cirrhosis because they're an alcoholic. So I'm sorry, you just don't get treatment.
fascinating thing from this week about this topic for me was coming across the CDC's website changed their definition of what a vaccination is.
Yeah, you sent that to me.
They changed it to immunity to protection.
It was just a one-word change. I would not have noticed it.
There used to be guys that would call in on the shows that I'm on, and they would go, the shot isn't the vaccine. And I would kind of roll my eyes
the
a little
what?
Bit. The shot, the vaccine isn't a vaccine. The shot that you take. And then they would go into, because it doesn't offer immunity to the disease. And I would kind of roll my eyes and go, okay, now those guys were right. Those guys were completely right. It's not it's not technically vaccine. But we live in this kooky postmodern hellscape where these concepts need to be defragmented and reshaped and made into what the regime narrative wants it to be. And they just take the words, move them around, switch them up, take some out, add new ones in, make it the official
narrative,
give it the stamp of approval. You know, it goes in the dictionary, whatever. So now when you go, that's not what this means, and then you go and pull it up in the dictionary, you go, what the hell? I thought this word meant this thing. And then you find out it means something completely different now.
Right.
And they have this proof that I'm right. See, it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you changed it.
Yeah.
It used to not be this. They go, yeah.
Well,
now it is.
Yeah, right.
And it's got the official stamp of approval from whoever makes these decisions. Who's ever in the top of the castle or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's weird.
It is really bizarre. And, you know, kind of circling back to my mom and that issue, I don't know how this is going to be resolved because you can't kind of get the vaccine. Like, you either have it or you don't. She wants me to get it. I don't want to get it. There's really no, unless she accepts like an antibody test or a negative test, which I can go to Walgreens and grab them in my bag. We can kind of socially distance until I get to her house or something. I can wear a mask, whatever, take the test. I can get a result in like 10 minutes. But then, of course, it was those tests aren't very accurate. And then it's like, well, you know, yeah, I said, but Mom, I had COVID. And she goes,
whoa,
is that me?
That was me.
Oh, I go, Mom, I have COVID. I have immunity. But what's really even more bizarre is that a couple months ago, maybe like beginning of the year, my mother had COVID. She had to wait 90 days to get the vaccine, right? That's what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had immunity from COVID. She wanted to go see her sister who's like in her 70s, right? And she asked her doctor, she said, I have immunity because I had COVID. My sister got vaccinated. Can I go see her? Cardiologist said, no problem. But now coming down the line, of course, what's the thing now where it's like, Mom, I had it. I have immunity. She goes, yeah, but the Delta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's change things. Yeah.
I stumbled upon something, Will, possibly another conspiracy that I concocted in my little peanut head.
Okay. What you got?
So I was listening to Brett Weinstein, as I do. Mm-hmm. Love the Weinstein brothers. Yep. One of them is really ugly. I think it's Eric. He's grotesque. He has like a big wart somewhere. I can't remember.
Yeah.
What did Bobby Kelly say? It's like the kind of birthmark or wart that like ruins like your appetite at a barbecue. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Brett, the hotter of the two, and he was talking about that something with the vaccine and how it just attacks the spikes of the protein, and it kind of pushes the virus to do a very, what did he say? Like rapid evolution, right? So it kills maybe say 95% of the virus, but then that 5% that's resistant to it becomes pervasive. And then that's how you get the variants, right? The vaccines seem to be targeting the spikes and not the nucleus, right? Of the virus. Now, if we could attack the nucleus, I feel like we would be able to knock this MF-er out, right? Do you think it purposely attacks the spikes? Because if the vaccine attacks the spikes, then the vaccine never goes out of style because COVID never goes away. Does that make sense? We have this vaccine that kind of works, but not for very long. So we have to keep developing new vaccines, much like the flu, but this one you have to get every 6 months. And every 6 months there's going to be a mu, there's going to be a delta, there's going to be an omega, there's going to be a beta, there's going to be new variants. And I started thinking in my little peanut head, is this like feigned a feigned attempt at helping humanity. Like, we have a vaccine that works for this variant. Oh, we have a new variant. Oh, we have a new variant. Oh, we have a new variant. And so they keep developing new vaccines. They're always new. And if they're new, they're going to be expensive.
Mm.
This is just it. This is just going to be like a never-ending gravy train for, you know, Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna.
So, my understanding is, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a vaccine maker.
Oh.
According to my doctor, there's not really an immunity vaccine for an upper respiratory virus. The vaccines are only, you can only have one if it's a bloodborne disease for however they work for
okay.
whatever.
That makes I guess sense, hence the what, flu, like, okay, right. same thing.
So there's a certain amount of effectiveness for these.
You could still get the flu yes. with the vaccine, with, but you yes. probably won't die or less likely
right.
to die. Okay.
Right. That's supposed to be the concept behind it, which the flu is a similar type. Not the same. I feel people screaming at me from the but a similar mm-hmm. type of virus, sure. a SARS virus.
I mean, many of the symptoms of COVID are flu-like symptoms.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, I don't know. My conspiracy, I have a conspiracy too now.
Oh.
And I'm hesitant to say anything. I don't want to get thrown offline. My conspiracy theory, I'd like to preface again. I'm just chit-chatting here, just kicking things around.
Yeah, not ideas against the wall.
No proof of any
no.
of these things that I'm about to say. However, there's been claims by many women that this mRNA shot has been affecting their menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things going on in the planet, aside from COVID, is climate change.
No.
Climate change they attribute directly to human action on the planet. Now, what would help spur that, the change in the climate? Well, less people would be a big one of that. So that's a big thing for the World Economic Forum. We've already been talking about climate lockdowns. That much like because it helped improve the air quality and the burning of fossil fuels when people were locked in their houses,
mm-hmm.
and we are desperately needed to fix this climate change issue, otherwise we're all going to die, uh-huh. you know, in 15 years or whatever the time frame is now. So they keep telling you it's completely safe for everybody. Don't worry about it. However, they are studying now. They put millions of dollars into this trial to see what's up with women's menstrual cycles being affected by this thing. So what does that mean? I don't know. You know, yeah, nefariously, I would say that maybe they're trying to sterilize the population yeah, to I save the world.
Possibly. I mean, again, just because you have changes in your menstrual cycle doesn't necessarily mean I would like to see like fertility things, you know, studies on that, how well, that affects it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But usually that's probably the first sign if you start getting issues with your cycle, that's probably a sign that something is not quite right down there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Will.
I mean, I don't know either.
It's fun to think about. I like kind of, you know, talking about this sort of stuff. But again, we have to be careful because you said we could be kicked off.
Yeah, so. Literally thrown offline. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can get us on Twitter as well. More me than Anna. I'm on Twitter all the time. So
I hate Twitter.
Most of the time, I will respond back to you.
I probably won't.
And Anna will not. No. And my DMs are open too. You can always DM me home_made_man. And Anna is Anna Hummel Radio mm-hmm. with one L. What about IG? You respond to people on IG on the gram?
Yeah, I'm on the gram way too much. That's really my kryptonite. People are trying to get me on TikTok. I say absolutely
yeah, no,
not. That's
same.
The last thing I need is another time waster. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to learn things, and all I keep doing is looking at, you know, pictures of and videos of like fat chicks eating cake. It's just not healthy. It's not. So I don't need TikTok in my life. But thanks for offering.
So I wanted to talk about this too. Is if only there's that saying that if only the United States could be more like Europe, things would be drastically different. Mm-hmm. And usually it's your progressive left friends that say these things,
yeah.
that Europe's got it all figured out. They have healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. Massive protests happening in Australia, too. Australia has completely lost its mind with these protocols and
I heard they're locking down cities where they're like,
yeah.
there's no cases.
Yes, they are. They were squirting. I saw a tweet where they played a soccer game, I guess, or rugby or whatever they play over there, and they were squirting the poles with solution to kill whatever's, you know, on the poles outside in a stadium. I mean, just really strange behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And also France was another one. I saw this video on Twitter of French people in a mall and the cops storming in like stormtroopers to check everybody's paperwork to make sure that they were vaccinated so they could be in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And this crowd literally chased them out to the point where they had their backs out and their batons and chased them out of this mall, got them to retreat.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, if only the United States of America could be more like Europe. That would be tremendous. Denmark, mm-hmm. their approach to the COVID pandemic was thought of kind of as the opposite of Sweden, with early border restrictions and school closures. And now they've overtaken their neighbor as the most restriction-free country in Scandinavia. Sweden let it burn through.
Right.
They had a bunch of cases. A lot of people died initially.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're living their lives. Uh-huh. They don't do the masks. They don't do any of that stuff.
They kind of have herd immunity now.
Yeah, nightclubs in Denmark have been open since last week.
So Denmark was really restricted and now it's fully open?
Yeah.
Okay.
And right. they have this thing here where there have been daily new confirmed COVID-19 cases per million. Norway, which does a lot of these restrictions like we do here, they're way up. And then you look at Sweden and Denmark, they're about a quarter
mm-hmm.
of what these other ones are with the restrictions. It's really strange. It's counterintuitive thinking.
It
you
is.
Would think the restrictions would be helping things, but, you know, it doesn't appear to be the case.
Well, like you said, probably at the beginning, Sweden looked real bad. At first,
it looked good, yeah.
and then I remember they took a dive for the worse, and they were suffering, but they got through it. They got to herd immunity, and now they're good, and they can live their lives.
And also, much like Florida is now. Florida was when things were not going well, and they were not going well
mm-hmm.
here at all, as far as cases go. Now we got through that wave, and now it just keeps plummeting. Cases, hospitalizations,
really?
All of that stuff is going
up. I feel like every time I turn on the news, again, it's corporate, but whatever, it's like, cases are spiking, deaths are spiking. I mean, that's everything that I'm seeing.
I saw stupid Stephen King, of all people, the author, is a lunatic.
Yeah, he lives in Sarasota.
And he lives in Sarasota, and he's bitching about Florida. Okay, you have the money to leave. Please leave. Go to wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be here. But he's bitching about this caseload of 1,200 cases in a day. This is, just awful. And you look at the mean average for the country, and it's 1,500. So Florida's below the average for... I just don't...
There's a reason why they're not reporting on California's cases and New York's cases. It's just like they're just saying, 1,200. So when you have nothing to compare it to, it seems like it's ridiculous, but...
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I just don't understand how we can't agree on basic principles, basic things.
It's sad that everything is politicized, even down to like science and health, which is... It shouldn't be, but... Even when I was having that discussion with my mom, she even said, I know, Florida's different and I'm not trying to get political. And I was like, who's getting political? I'm not getting political. I'm just telling you that of the studies I've seen, there are other things that are just as, if not more effective than the vaccine, things that have been on the market for 50 years that we know what they do. So,
I don't know if these things work. I don't know anything about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but I'm open-minded to them. I'm not going to just totally write it off and discount it just because, some morons on, corporate TV are telling me don't do. And it has the opposite effect, much like Joe Biden saying that we've been very patient with you. And what more do you need to see? Go get the shot.
Yeah.
Go get the vaccine.
You creepily whispered it into the mic.
Yeah. And you go,
get vaccinated.
No. It makes people do the opposite, that sort of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like this, we're run by people who are completely incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand human psychology, probably because they are psychopaths, quite literally, and don't understand human psychology. They just want to use force to get people to make them do what they want. And many times it works, but I just have a feeling this is going to have the complete opposite effect, much like the Streisand effect or something like that, where the more you talk about it, And I heard Jake Tapper, of all people, on CNN saying that this was a bad move on his part, and that, you know, he was going off about these people are getting bad information, and we need to correct that with good information. But scolding them is not the move. And the, you know, these people are being lied to by these, you know, and they mentioned, I think he mentioned Fox and other people online that are grifters and they just want their money. And
yeah.
And I felt like, boy, I wish you were standing in front of a mirror while you're saying this. Your network of all people saying these things is just super ironic.
Well, I think at first they were trying to scare people into getting it, and that worked, you know, marginally.
Oh, quite literally. Yeah. CNN had an article, What Motivates People
die.
Fear.
Yeah, right. And then they tried to incentivize people, right? Like, I know, like, my roommate got $200 for getting the vaccine from her company, and, you know, you get free donuts, you get free coffee, whatever. And then they tried to incentivize people like that. They try to move back to fear. And when I think, what is it, 54% of the population in America is vaccinated. Again, we have to account for children who can't get it. But I don't know how the percentage of adults, I imagine it's probably about 60% or something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're back to like, okay, well, we tried to be nice about it. We tried to incentivize you. Now it's time to lay down the iron fist, right? Now it's you're going to lose your job. Now it's you can't travel. Now it's, you know, you're going to be tested. You're going to be wildly inconvenienced. Otherwise, you know, unless you get it. So it's really unfortunate what's going on. But much like you, I want to get it even less than I did before. I'll never get it.
I had a scare this week. And totally anecdotal, probably just got lucky, or maybe something else, where I was around my family, and now they're all have tested positive. Now, they're all vaccinated.
Your mom?
No.
Okay.
My father and his wife.
Are they all right?
They seem to be okay. He's mostly asymptomatic.
Did she have it before?
Cold symptoms. No.
Okay.
But he has the Pfizer shot.
Okay.
Fully, you know, taken care of and done. And she got the Johnson & Johnson. Both tested positive. She has cold symptoms, doesn't feel great. My boss has it right now. So I've been just totally surrounded. Like, that is my in-group. I pretty much see you, my bosses at work, Johnny at night, and my father and stuff from time to time, every once in a while. So that's pretty much everybody in my life right now has it. I've taken two tests the past 2 days, negative. Now I've had it, and you know, there's I showed it to my buddy Kay, who's listening to this right now, is probably pulling his hair out, but I sent him a story about natural immunity,
Israel,
and he went into, oh, it's not a good study, and he listed a bunch of reasons why, stuff that obviously went over my head because I'm not a doctor. I don't know. And I mean, I know, for example, the city of Tampa is allowing the proof of antibodies as a way around their vaccine mandate. Yeah,
that's cool.
So there is hope, and hopefully that will be something that they at least keep looking into and researching. But with how they're acting with this medications that they don't like for whatever reason, and the way they're just saying that it's used as a veterinary medicine, when that is just false.
It is used for veterinary instances, but
it's factual, but not truthful.
But there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot. They use ketamine for in vet tech stuff, but they also use ketamine for like to put people under as well. Like they use it for, because listen, we're similar to animals. We have a lot of commonalities with animals, especially mammals. So obviously, there's going to be a lot of crossover. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I don't know. I'm very frustrated. 813-693-2124. Almost gave my own phone number out. That would have been terrible.
Yeah, but just to let, you know, people know, and I always say on the air when I'm doing my stuff, don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself. But the guy who developed ivermectin won the Nobel Peace Prize, not the Peace Prize, Nobel Prize for it in 2015. Yep. Like, was hailed as a hero for the antiviral and parasitic properties of the thing that were saving millions of people around the world. And now that same drug has been demonized and called horse dewormer. It's just
bizarre. So strange.
All right.
So stupid. Anna, I think this was a success. I look forward to next week. I'm off to... Oh man, a lot of talking today. Yeah. And my throat's already sore, but that's the way it is. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Please do tell a friend about it. Retweet it, Instagram it, all that good stuff. It only takes a second, really helps us out. Give it a 5-star rating, and we'll see you next week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.